Hello and welcome to this interview with François Lelore, author of the international bestseller Hector and the Search for Happiness, published by Gallic Books. Hector is a young French psychiatrist who seems to have it all, a thriving practice, beautiful girlfriend, interesting friends, and yet he feels his life is lacking something. He therefore sets off to travel the world in search of happiness, and has a series of encounters and adventures which he tries to distill into the essence of happiness. Hector's journey and what he discovers on it have clearly touched a chord with many people around the world. To date, over 2 million copies of the book have been sold. This is perhaps due to Hector's charming innocence. His story is really a modern-day fable or fairy tale, and the light and humorous touch with which François Lelore recounts it. I recorded this interview with François recently when he visited London, and the first thing I asked him about was the important place the quest for happiness has come to occupy in all our lives.
I think probably there are many, many trends. Obviously, you could say that you can find philosophers in the past, you know, even during the Enlightenment, we said that happiness is a desirable goal. And the French Revolution was supposed to bring happiness, and they first tried to do it by cutting heads of many people. And the American Revolution too, they were the first one to write, you know, happiness as a goal in their constitution, which was a premiere, in fact. But I could see, if I compare, you know, to my parents' generation, I could see they were more duty-oriented. I mean, life was more like you have to do your duty, you know, what is right, and to be a good father, a good citizen, a good mother, a good housewife, a good worker, and then maybe happiness will arrive, will happen on the top of that. And now I think maybe since the 60s, so maybe it has to do with, you know, consumerism, maybe it has to do with the decline of traditional faith. I think, yes, scientific education, progress in medicine, prosperity has given to many people the feeling that we can control our lives. And so we are supposed to become responsible for happiness. And in a way, it has become a little an obsession. And maybe not that such a healthy one, I think. And especially if happiness, and I think advertising has a lot to do with that, happiness is believed to be related to material goods, you know, which is okay, you will be happier if you get the newest mobile phone, if you will be happier if you get the last version of your computer. So, but, you know, when I was a young medical student, at that time, you know, old people tended, when they got depressed, they tend to become very guilty about, I don't fulfill my duty, you know, I'm not a good mother, I'm not a good wife, I'm not a good worker or citizen. So it was very guilt-oriented depression. And today, depression are more, not all of them, but more narcissistic oriented, which is a psychiatrist. It's more, I am a failure. I'm not good enough at being happy, at being popular, at being famous, and being. So it really has changed. Even the symptoms of depression now are more oriented about failure, you know, about being successful and popular. Opposite to before, it was more about not fulfilling your duty.
Next, I remarked that Hector's travels bring complications to his love life.
But Hector, you know, is a bachelor, so he has a kind of long-term girlfriend, and apparently they don't manage to form really a couple, you know, for whatever reason, maybe a problem of timing, you know, they don't, when one of them is feeling more like, you know, getting married or forming a committed couple, the other one maybe feeling a little more distant. So it has been like that apparently for years, you know, when the book starts. And then obviously Hector travels alone. At first he asked his girlfriend to go with him, but she cannot because she's, you know, very busy with their work. And then, obviously, the young Marilyn is sensitive to temptation. And so I would say, yes, he falls for it.
I asked François about whether he thought men and women have different attitudes to achieving happiness.
For me, you know, it's at the same time part of my training and experiences that my experience that, you know, women react differently in different ways in some situation than men. And I think for French people, it's very natural. We don't need books like Men Are Coming from Mars and Women from Venus. I understand in other countries, it's like a new discovery, because I think one side of feminists tend to say that all the differences between men and women are cultural. And I don't think so. I think there are really biological and psychological differences. But obviously, I think, for example, for work, women have the greatest abilities. And more, I think we will be professionally dominated by women. But I still believe there are emotional differences, and I think I'm not the only one, and even, you know, women, most of French women agree with that.
The main difference that Hector identifies is that women care more about the happiness of those around them.
And I think that's true. I mean, average, obviously, obviously there are very hard-nosed women not caring that much, and some very caring men character, but I think women were still selected by evolution, you know, to take care of the young, of the babies. So many studies have shown they are more gifted to read, you know, emotions in people, and that most of the time they are more sensitive to suffering of other people. And obviously, if you are selected by evolution to be a hunter or a warrior, better not to be too sensitive. So obviously, culture has changed us a lot, and there are all kind of men and women, but I still think that women care more.
I wondered how important François thought the humor in the book was to its success.
I think it's very important because, in fact, Hector is a little a parody of a fairy tale, of a children's tale, because in fact, it's about some happy aspects of life, but some very dark aspects of life. Because the characters, you know, he goes to ravaged countries, he meets very unhappy people, he encounters crime, prostitution, and the book, you know, tells about this very dark side of life in a naive and humorous tone. And so I think for me, maybe the success of Hector is talking about not so funny things in a funny way, which is a little definition of humor.
Finally, I asked François what readers had told him about the effect the book had had on them.
I've got, you know, some, by my publishers, you know, in some countries, especially in France and in Germany, I've got some comments. And yes, obviously people, you know, who have written to me are very positive. And most of the time they told me that first it was an enjoyable, you know, reading. They laugh. And in fact, many people have told me they cried reading Hector. So I feel a little proud.
I was talking to François Lelore about Hector and the Search for Happiness, available now in paperback from Gallic Books. You can find out more at hectorsjourney.com. And if you've already fallen for Hector's charms, you'll be pleased to know that Hector and the Secrets of Love will be published in January 2011. Meanwhile, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.